CLTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, local authorities and members of the elite of Mayo Danai in the far north region of Cameroon are actively engaging partners and channeling more relief and shelter to victims of the floods in that part of the country. A former minister of finance in Eritrea, known to be a fierce critic of the country's president, has died in prison. Lekki Football Club of Yaoundé have failed to qualify for the final round of the CAF Women's Champions League after pulling a 1-1 with Tebe Mazembe. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in the company of the First Lady, is back in the country after a month-long official visit to Europe on the invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron. The presidential couple, Paul and Chantal Biya, arrived at the Simalen International Airport this afternoon and were received by CPDM supporters, party supporters, and some close aides of the president, notably the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, and the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo. Unity Palace correspondent Aminken Edward revisits the high points of the arrival of President Paul Biya back home.
As it was at the Simalen International Airport last July 24, when the presidential couple took off for Paris, France, on the invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron, so it was again this Friday, August 23, amid the usual pomp and fanfare and in the presence of some very important state dignitaries, to grant the President of the Republic and the First Lady a sumptuous red carpet reception back home. President Paul Biya is returning home 1 month after an official mission to France for the official opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, attended by scores of world leaders. A few days later, precisely on August 15, the head of state, President Paul Biya, was guest of honor at the 80th anniversary of the Allied landings in Provence, during which he delivered an incisive speech challenging world leaders to consider solidarity and peace as key values to hand down to posterity. In fact, two separate events that added to the high esteem for President Paul Biya amongst his peers and the relevance that he enjoys on the international scene. This, of course, explains the electrifying moment that characterized the arrival of the presidential couple Paul and Chantal Biya at the Simalen International Airport with patriotic songs of joy and extollation from CPDM party supporters and traditional dance groups, plus the conspicuous presence of President Paul Biya's close aides, notably the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Dangote Joseph, the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, and the Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondoayolo. The brief exchange of civilities, the smiles, and the body language at the foot of the plane could only speak of a very successful mission abroad with huge economic and diplomatic gains for Cameroon, judging from the summit encounter with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron and the audience that President Paul Biya granted the former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to discuss business. After observing protocol civilities, the presidential motorcade hit the route for the Unity Palace, passing through the presidential corridors where clusters of Yaoundé city dwellers positioned themselves to pay their allegiance to the President of the Republic and his spouse, who both drove into the Unity Palace with visible signs of satisfaction for a mission well accomplished.
I'm King Edward reporting. Local authorities and members of the elite of Mayo Danai in the far north region are working with partners and channeling support to victims of the floods that have killed three people. The affected populations have been taken aback and are now turned to the local and administrative authorities for urgent help. Sylvester Atenkem completes that story from CRTB Far North.
Inhabitants have been devising various solutions, although they testify that the situation remains preoccupying.
We are pleading with the government to come to our aid because the situation is terrible and above us. Even to sleep is not easy.
Meanwhile, administrative authorities have been on the feet for either emergency relief or to provide temporary response while waiting for the full weight of the government and partners. Swaibo Zuba, subdivisional officer for Yagwa.
I am in contact with the people of the Red Cross at a local level who are championing our visit to the various sites to salvage the situation.
For now, civil protection measures have been engaged by the local council. Pierre Lirawa, mayor of Yagwa.
We have taken a number of measures to help those affected by floods, especially the children, by providing some space for them where they can cook and sleep.
Few weeks to the new school year, it is feared. But if the rainfall intensifies, then classes might be disturbed, as there are also rising fears of outbreaks of deadly waterborne diseases. Yagwa, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
100 physically challenged students and pupils in Nun Division of the West Region of Cameroon have received school kits in Fumban ahead of the new academic year. The items were donated by Senator Seydoun Bombonjoya, who said the aim is to promote government's policy of inclusive education. Kelvin Nembo picks up the rest of that story from CLTV West.
Senator Seydoun Bombonjoya made a promise at the beginning of his mandate to promote inclusive education and access to potable water for all in his native Nun Division. He has sticked to his word.
I'm just trying to do my best to help some part of the society who was really abandoned because of their handicap.
The beneficiaries, about 100 school children, physically challenged or born to physically challenged parents, breathe a sigh of relief as they each received essential school kits for a stress-free back to school. The SDO for the Nun, Donatien in the presence of the Sultan of the Bamums, praised Senator Seydoun Bombonjoya for always standing by the government to provide basic needs to the local population, irrespective of their political affiliation, ethnicity, or social status. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Fumban.
200 students and pupils from primary and secondary schools in Kribi in the South region have been equipped with first aid skills in cases of disaster and accidents. This is a result of a one-month holiday program organized by the Kribi Fire Brigade Training Center. Polycarp Atia reports.
The young fire brigade, with ages ranging between 5 and 16, demonstrated their knowledge in civic education and know-how in rescue and disaster prevention at the Kribi National Firefighting Training Center after their one-month studies. The objective of the holiday program seeks to equip the youth with skills to provide first aid, prevent disaster in their schools and communities. Captain Zemba Kanga, Commander, Kribi National Firefighting Training Center.
This training from the National Firefighting Center will be of help these young firefighter brigades to give first aid in the neighborhoods or those who want to be professional in the corps. In essence, our objective to have ambassadors in neighborhoods has been attained.
The one-month training program has not gone in vain, as the learners said they are ready to put what they have studied into practice.
I've learned many things, like how can I help people in my quarter, in our life, or how to work in my hygiene.
They received their end-of-course attestations, followed by a colorful march past demonstrated before the military officials, their parents, friends, and well-wishers. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Owners of bookshops in Boya, Southwest Region, say business is slow as compared to previous years, as they record low sales on a daily basis, even though school resumption is at the corner. They attribute the low turnover to economic challenges parents are facing. Shanslin Nanze visited some bookshops downtown Boya and now paints a picture of the atmosphere in the following report.
No, I'm not be taking the one that is too expensive here.
Mother and daughter bickering over which school item to buy. The little girl wants an eye-catching ball pen, but the mom finds it very expensive to buy for all her three children.
Dr. Lisa Ifeti Ewusi, I was actually struggling to convince her because she took a pen. One pen is already 600 francs. Imagine I have to buy 10 pens for three children at 600 francs.
Lisa is among the few parents in Boya who have begun purchasing books for their children.
Mentally, I came today for the books. I have from nursery to second. I left home with at least 100,000 francs for the exercise books and ledgers.
In most bookshops, the prescribed textbooks are available, but owners say that sales are progressing at a slow pace.
This time around, a few years back, it used to be booming. You enter here, you will not have even the space to stand. But for now, the buying is timid.
Most parents come here to price the books so that they can go home and make out their budgets come and buy. And some parents complain that the books are expensive this year, mostly the secondary school.
As the countdown to the 2024-2025 school year narrows, bookshop owners in Boya are hoping to have more customers. Shansley Nanze, CRTV News, Boya.
Meanwhile, a young university student studying at the Douala Institute, University Institute of Technology, has created a healing balm and a mouthwash from natural herbs. Gillian Yeba, whose dream is to market this product worldwide as a Made in Cameroon brand, is also working on developing several non-toxic pharmaceutical and cosmetic products. Journalism student on internship, Lizana Patuma, met with a young chemist and put together the following report.
This young girl creates product based on natural ingredients that she finds in her village, Makondo. Passionate about what she does, she wants to promote Cameroonian plants.
I am an ethnobotanist who studied ethnopharmacology. That's to say, I deal with medicinal plants. I find my plants anywhere in the bush. My goal is to promote the plants that we have here in Cameroon. And I pray we do good things out of the natural products God has given us.
For her training, Gillen chose to graduate with a product which is a healing balm.
I dreamt of becoming a teacher, but as soon as I finished my F7 series, I delved into industrial chemistry. I did not know that at the end, I will be making use of natural plants to create special ointments that will help global denizens.
For its various products, Gillen targets certain ailments. For the mouthwash, it is for tooth decay, dental care, and also for oral hygiene. Gillen's initiative highlights the importance of natural plant-based product. Her work inspires an environmentally friendly approach.
The 75th batch of graduates of the National Forestry School have been urged to utilize the skills they have gained in training to provide tangible solutions to the challenges facing the forestry sector in Cameroon. The Secretary General in the Ministry in charge of Forestry, Nyongwen Joseph, gave the charge during a diploma award ceremony at the institution's campus in Balmayo, Nyong and So Division in the Central Region. Highlights of the event with FOC Babatunde.
2 years of training have made apt 343 laureates who were awarded end-of-course diplomas in three specific fields in the forestry sector, namely technical officers, water and forestry technicians, senior water and forestry technicians. Honor Roll Laureate Fosso Frank is enthusiastic about the opportunities that await after his achievement.
I'm an internal student, so after this school, I will go back to the ministry some duty, and I will be happy to work close with the government to improve and to ameliorate the new knowledge that I've just acquired now from school as a senior forestry management.
The director of the National Forestry School, Mbok Jemen, encourages the graduates to be innovators.
For all the students leaving the school today to valorize all the skills they get here in school in conformity with their baptism, like entrepreneurship and innovation, they have
have to put first what they can do themselves before waiting if the public administration or private sector could use them to permit the Cameroon to attend the achievement fixed by the head of the state.
The ceremony was equally a platform for the students to table their plea to the administrators soliciting the creation of a special fund from the government to finance promising projects of the just graduated students.
FOC Babatunde reporting. The first edition of a holiday competition for peace, unity, reconciliation and environmental development in Bafut has come to a close with the Mankaha veterans crowned as the champions. The competition was sponsored by the Member of Parliament for Bafut Tuba constituency, Honorable Oliver Agwo. Clenis Ayombom reports.
The one-month holiday competition in Bafut involved four teams representing different zones, among which were Mankaha veterans from Central Bafut, Alum Valley veteran from Lower Bafut, Agiati veteran from Upper Bafut, and the Blue veterans. The competition, which had as aim to bring the youths of Bafut together to promote peace and development amidst the socio-political crisis, was witnessed by a host of dignitaries of the area. The first deputy mayor, Miriam Chesi, represented the sponsor, Honorable Oliver Ago.
The communities have been shattered all this time. During this period, that's when the youths come out to show their talents. Let them embrace this initiative and work towards the return of peace in Bafut subdivision.
The final of the Honorable Oliver Ago's Peace, Unity, Reconciliation and Environmental Development Holiday Competition saw Mankaha veteran beat Agiati veteran by 5-4 on penalties. After pulling a 1-1 draw during regular play time, Mankaha veteran 2 finished on the third place after overpowering Alum Valley FC by 5-4 on penalties. Clenis Ayombom Abengu, CRTV News, Bamenda.
550 young firefighters who have completed a 2-month holiday training have been urged to put the knowledge they have acquired to save the lives and property of their fellow men. The Inspector General in the North Governor's Office, Joseph Dansu, met the call as he handed over attestations of aptness to some of the young firefighters. Julius Neba reports.
Taking the knee and shouting to the top of their voices, some of the youngest firefighters took the oath of giving their best to save lives in the case of any natural or man-made disasters. Meanwhile, their senior comrades, like Book Asim Sidney, carried out a variety of first aid assistance measures to demonstrate the skills acquired.
I want to be a doctor. It is the reason why I've told my parents that I want to be in this formation of young firefighters, because they also teach many things that doctors do.
As they prepare to hit the road to school, the commander of the 33rd Regiment of the Army Rescue Unit in Garoua, Muhammadu Yaya, encouraged the young firefighters to vulgarize the corps by sharing the knowledge imbibed and capitalizing on every opportunity to save humanity.
Our children have had trainings in first aid, how to put out fires and other civic trainings. So now they are fit to play the role of rescue agents between us and the population.
Handing attestations to some who have distinguished themselves after completing a 1 to 3 years training and deemed up to pass for young Army Rescue Unit agents, the Inspector General at the North Governor's Office, Joseph Ndensu, who was representing the region's chief executive, encouraged them to keep upholding and promoting the values of the Corps and be exemplary citizens in their communities. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
Meanwhile, 140 young firefighters have received end-of-course attestations after 2 months of training at the 20th District of the Fire Brigade Center in Douala, supervised by the district commander, Lieutenant Colonel Abdel Kade, and an official of the Littoral Regional Delegation of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The seventh edition of the training of the young firefighters ended with a display of the knowledge acquired during this period. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz completes the story from CRTV Littoral.
The seventh edition of the training of these young firefighters has successfully ended with its learners showcasing what they have learned during these 2 months of training. Lieutenant Colonel Abdel Kadri is the commander of the 20th District Brigade of the Firefighters in Douala.
During this period, the children practiced some sporting activities, and it was also a period to give some value of firefighting to these kids, and also that of altruism, efficiency and discretion to the little ones. During this training, we registered at all levels 1,417 young firefighters.
These young firefighters have expressed a lot of joy as they will be going home with some new knowledge acquired.
They taught us how to be brave, how to be smart, how to not play so much.
If you're having fire, don't be afraid. You can control this fire. If you cannot control the fire, you make sure that everybody should be outside. You take your phone, you call 180.
The training that took learners at different levels ended with the award of Certificate of Excellence to some meritorious students. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
Prison administrators in the Central Region are updating their skills on digitizing data collection and management in different units. During a training in Yaounde, the regional delegate of penitentiary administration for the center, Manang Desiree, disclosed that the initiative is geared towards limiting inaccurate data on the situation of inmates. Karin Tosam completes that story from CRTV Center.
The center region has 14 prisons with over 900 staff. In the past, data has mostly been stored manually, and administrators explain that it is cumbersome and also prone to several risks. The superintendent in charge of the Bathia Principal Prison, Bangiela Lovett Fokusam, indicates that a key part of their workshop in Yaounde is on how to go digital in data collection and management.
This is important because it leads to an increase in security, better access to file system, and better management of the file system, because each file is going to be classed according to the different registries that we have in the prison.
After the skills update, they are counting on government support to enable them go fully digital.
From there on, we await on the government to give us the resources that we need for us to go digital.
The regional delegate of penitentiary administration for the center region, Manang Desiree, has also enjoined the prison superintendents and other prison officials from the 10 divisions of the center to uphold professional ethics and the respect of hierarchy. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
22 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. A former minister of finance in Eritrea, known to be a fierce critic of the country's president, has died in prison. The 79-year-old Berhane Abrehe was Eritrea's longest-serving minister of finance, but was removed from his role in 2012 following clashes with President Isaias Afwerki. 6 years later, he was jailed after releasing a book where he described the president as a dictator who needed to resign. His family said the authorities, who rarely confirm the deaths of senior officials in custody, has notified them of Mr. Behane's death. In sports, Lekefi Football Club of Yaounde have failed to qualify for the final round of the CAF Women's Champions League to take place in Algeria. They were held to a 1-1 draw by TP Mazembe this afternoon at the Stade de Mati in their third match of the Women's AFA CAF Champions League qualifiers. Following the results, TB Mazembe advances to the CAF Women's Champions League final round of the third time. We have beaten Edea by 5-4 on the penalty shootouts in the final of the 2024 Senegal Maritime Excellence Days football tournament. Both teams had fought to a 1-1 draw in regular playtime. Rene Kache completes the story from CRTV Literal in Edea.
From agriculture to education, social welfare, and especially sports, the Senegal Maritime Excellence Days have become a platform for unity, growth, and the celebration of outstanding contribution by youths across various sectors in the division. At the heart of the event, which is an initiative of the Fondation La Main Tendue, led by Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, is the promotion of sports, particularly football, as a unifying force. The football tournament is already generating excitement with 11 teams representing the 11 subdivisions of the Sanagamari team, notably Edeya 1, Edeya 2, Mwanko, Dibamba, Dizange, Ngwe, Masok, Songlulu, Puma, Nyanong, and Dom. In addition to sports, the Excellence Days also highlight achievements in agriculture, health, and education. The event serves as a key moment to honor young people who have distinguished themselves throughout the year. From young farmers innovating in agriculture to students excelling academically, the celebration recognizes the diverse contributions of youths in ensuring the continued development of the division. Particular attention is also given to health and social solidarity initiatives, with efforts aimed at improving access to health care and supporting the most vulnerable members of society. The Sanagamari Team Excellence Days will culminate in a grand ceremony this Saturday that will bring together sons and daughters of the division as well as local elites. Among the notable figures expected to attend are football legends Samuel Etofis and Rigobert Song Bahanak, both celebrated not just for their athletic prowess, but also for their continued contributions to the growth of football and youth development. In Cameroon, Rene Kachem, CRTV News, Edeya.
To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Local authorities and members of the elite of Mayo Danai in the far north region of Cameroon are effectively engaging partners and channeling more relief and shelter to victims of the floods in that part of the country. A former minister of finance in Eritrea, known to be a fierce critic of the country's president, has died in prison. Lekki Effi Football Club of Yaoundé have failed to qualify for the final round of the CAF Women's Champions League after polling a 0-0 with Tepe Mazembe. CRTV News.